grand challenges derived from this data.
The three parts of our study, bibliometric and content analysis of journals, the review of grey literature, and the interviews with experts, have identified the following challenges and opportunities for science communication research.
Need for more longitudinal studies.
Many papers on science communication are one-off studies, unconnected to a broader discourse and doing little to advance science communication as a field of study. Most are small isolated research studies or case studies studying just people or just objects. Science communication needs more longitudinal or experimental pre/post-research studies.
To some experts, longitudinal studies are a sign of the field maturing. One thing that shows we are a young discipline are the low numbers of longitudinal studies. As a discipline matures, you would expect to see more of these.
Professor Lloyd Davis, University of Otago. Fragmented and changing publication patterns. Four major challenges and gaps were identified.
1.
The low numbers and recent decline in publication of systematic reviews, important for recording and framing global developments in science communication research.
2.
The lack of science communication research papers in the general journals Nature, Science, and Scientific American. 3. The lag in publishing articles on research into emerging science communication issues in the specialist journals, compared to more immediate publication in the grey literature.
4.
The fact that science communication research is published across a wide range of journals makes it difficult to identify, assess and build on the full corpus of this research, which again requires more strategic transfer mechanisms.
Need for greater analytical innovation.
Researchers should be encouraged to broaden the analytical tools from the traditional statistical analysis of questionnaires and surveys, or the content analysis of databases of texts or objects. Options include qualitative methods of interviews, focus groups, and workshops, and applying rhetorical and discourse analysis to such data. Missing are also techniques of big data analysis to gain a better understanding of more complex contexts which cannot be analyzed with traditional, intellectual means of, for example, content analysis or focus groups. The Grey Literature study identified the need for new tools to evaluate and explore public engagement in science. The experts noted that despite a plurality of disciplines being involved in science communication research, including social sciences, sociology, psychology and communication, there was little research that brought the approaches and methodologies of these disciplines together. One expert asked, "Is science communication a field or a conglomeration of things? That is the question I'd like answered by the research.
Is there a field?
Is there field theory? Are there field framings?
Do we have a discipline here or a subsection of other disciplines?"
Dr. Emily Dawson, University College London. Research dominated by public understanding and media studies. Despite a recent increase in research studies and systematic reviews about engagement, two topics dominate publications in science communication: public understanding of science and science literacy. Other popular topics include traditional media, public attitudes, and specific science communication tools, such as science festivals or exhibitions. Particularly, German authors tend to concentrate on researching the traditional media, 72% of papers published in the three science communication journals. Other topics of research are largely absent in the literature. These include social media, behavioral change, education and training, science communication actors, publics, and the history of science communication. The minimal research into publics, science communication actors and behavioral change is very likely constraining the growth in our understanding of the dynamics and processes of science communication practice in different socio-political contexts and cultures.
Disconnect between research and practice.
A clear majority of science communication scholars considers practitioners to be not willing or interested in looking for research that is relevant for their work. This has been discussed for a long time in various countries and communities. Regarding Germany, there are indicators for this disconnect derived from a representative survey in 2016 among practitioners in Germany, none of whom mentioned any of the three academic SCR journals. Another indicator is the lack of systematic reviews to summarize, compare and explain research results in the context of specific practical challenges. Similarly, it is obvious that a better analysis of practitioners' needs would enrich SCR. It would be important for both science communication research and practice to establish a form of exchange that goes far beyond academic journals or conferences. An example for this is the Global PCSD Network, which hosted the world's first symposium on this form of evidence-based science communication, EBSC, in autumn 2017 in Italy, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. The notion of EBSC was developed further in a manifesto published in January 2020 in the refereed journal Frontiers in Communication.
Dominance of authors from North America and Europe.
Corresponding authors from North America and Europe, and especially the USA and the UK, dominate SCR publications. While authors from other countries appear to be increasing, these are still at very low numbers. Authors from developing nations, especially from Africa, are almost completely missing from published science communication scholarship.
Institutions with a well-established science communication presence, mostly in the USA and the UK, have higher publication rates, and other countries have much lower publication rates because their institutions are either non-existing or only emerging.
Considering that there are concrete discussions and even first initiatives to build such structures, particularly in BRICS countries, namely in Brazil, Russia, China, and South Africa, there is an opportunity for strengthening international activities at the developing structures in Germany, and possibly beyond, to establish sustainable research hubs. Corresponding authors from the USA and the UK continue to dominate international and national collaborations.
The number of these is increasing, especially so for research studies and systematic reviews, but question marks remain over just how genuine such collaborations are, and further study is warranted.
Half the experts interviewed identified the need for cultural and global perspectives and comparisons stretching beyond the English-speaking world. Prevalence of male authors, especially corresponding authors. While female authors publishing about science communication has increased significantly in the last 5 years to 2016, male authors, especially corresponding male authors, still dominate overall science communication publications over the last 30 years. Rare disciplinary contexts and some life sciences focus. Most science communication research studies and systematic reviews have been written without a specific disciplinary context. Those papers which are contextualized, most frequently fit within biology or environmental sciences, and, to a lesser extent, technology. Few papers cover physical, earth, computer or mathematical sciences, or the humanities, arts and social sciences.
Hence, SCR covers some parts of the scientific spectrum much more intensive than others.
The experts recommended more research into the diversity of specific disciplinary contexts in order to broaden the field as a whole.
Research agenda driven by specific issues and controversies.
The propensity of authors to discuss areas of potential controversy, such as health, medicine, genetics, climate change, biotechnology and nanotechnology, skews the science communication story, and means there are significant gaps in research about science communication in less contested research areas such as astronomy, art or chemistry. Based on the bibliometric analyses in this study, this is particularly true for German research. Another gap noted by the experts was research on science as a part of everyday life. They were also concerned how little research there is on the evaluation or impact of science communication practices, including the impacts of science communication on changing the political landscape. Evaluation in practice, according to the experts, is too often limited to a mere monitoring of output, while neglecting the actual question and evaluation, to which extent the outcomes and outflows of certain activities relate to the original policy goals and institutional objectives. Other experts thought that little attention had been paid to the links between theory and practice of science communication. They criticized both the research for not sufficiently acknowledging challenges and needs in practice, as much as the practice for not sufficiently considering theory and empirical findings from social sciences when making strategic decisions or designing communication campaigns, activities. Significant publics missing from science communication research. Most of the published SCR focuses on the general public as either participants to be studied directly or as target groups of an activity studied, for example a study on a website which has the public as the group it is aiming to inform or influence.
Researchers, as science communication actors, come a distant second. there is very little research on indigenous groups, artists, or senior citizens.
Very few papers examine the role of science communication practitioners, an established profession in countries such as the UK, Germany, and Australia, and emerging in many other countries.
The absence of research into the practitioner creates a gap in our understanding of the practice of science communication.
It also constrains the theoretical development and framing of science communication as an academic field of research. The English Grey Literature noted that science communication research rarely examined how the private sector was engaged in science.
Patterns identified in previous studies.
Considering that a systematic field analysis of SCR has not been conducted yet before this study, it is inevitably navigating in uncharted terrain.
There are at least three publications, which have been additionally taken into account as important reference points.
A. Bookey, Trench's Introduction to the Collection of Major Works, 2016 A.
Which then resulted in.
B. Bookey's PUS Editorial, 2016 C. C. The U.S. National Academy of Sciences Report on Communicating Science Effectively, Paul Jameson et al.
2016.
All three publications are based on the views of a select group of experts, which in the case of the NASM report were exclusively U.S.-American. The publications complement and contextualize the empirical research results generated in the field analysis. A book which only came out in mid-2017, while this report was being finalized, and hence could not be taken into account anymore, is the Oxford Handbook of the Science of Science Communication, Paul Jameson et al., June 2017. In general, the anthology presents a wide spectrum of scientific evidence to make more informed decisions in communication practice. The book, however, is not primarily a reflection on how SCR itself is or should be conducted. The content of the first two Science of Science Communication Symposia in Washington, on which the book is based, had of course been analyzed nonetheless for this study. Another book that should be mentioned is Forschungsfeldwissenschafts Kommunikation, Bonfadelli, 2016, published in German. In a collection of individual contributions, the anthology describes the main theories, methods, and themes in SCR, whilst focusing on the value of research for the development of communication. The book only partly focuses on reflecting needs and gaps of the research field or on making empirically based recommendations. Marcus Romberg provides an individual review of potential research perspectives towards the end of the book. These reflections have also been taken into account whilst developing the recommendations in this study. The following chapter summarizes the key points from the three main publications that specifically analyze and discuss the status quo and future needs for SCR.
A matrix compares these reports to our empirical findings. Patterns and trends in major works.
In analyzing and selecting the most relevant contributions to science communication scholarship in the young history of the field, Bookey, Trench, 2016A, have identified eight developments.
1. The amount of publishing increased. 2. Nationalities of publishing researchers are increasingly diverse.
3. An increase in joint authorship, possibly due to an institutionalization of the field.
4.
Fewer natural scientists and more communication scholars publish science communication research. 5. The term science communication is meanwhile well established, compared to a wider variety of competing concepts in earlier times.
6.
Gender diversity has increased but is still out of proportion to women's strong representation in science communication practice.
7. The average age of a science communication researcher has been decreasing.
8. Most disciplines dealt with in SCR are still from the life sciences. As originally outlined in 2014 by the same authors, Bookey, Trench, point to 5 research challenges to be addressed by the scientific community.
A. Increasing fragmentation of actors, publics and media. B. Disintermediatization, marginalization or displacement of established intermediaries. C. Desequentialization, blurred borders between traditional sequences in the communication process, from specialist discourse to didactic explanation and finally to popularization. D. Situating science in culture and thus looking for conceptual affinities and potential inspiration in humanities, arts and culture. E. Expanding the scope of SCR to global dimensions to share experiences and conduct comparative research.
PUS Research Outlook.
In addition to the analyses in major works, essay, Masamiya Nobuki, being the new editor of Public Understanding of Science, dedicated his introductory editorial in 2016 to an outlook on trends and challenges for more evidence-based science communication strategies.
A. Even though paternalistic models of science communication, i.e. those models assuming an inevitably positive effect on people's attitudes by providing them with more information, have repeatedly been proven invalid by research, the wheel of science communication practice is still being reinvented due to a disconnect with scholarship in this field. B. The scholarly consensus to move away from conceptualizations of science and society as separate from each other is expected to lead to further investigation and then also practical application of more complex maps of the relations between science and its publics.
C.
Due to the digitization of our media environments, traditional mediators such as legacy media, journalists and museums are increasingly losing their central role as filters and presumed guarantees of the quality of information.
This tendency, which has been described as disintermediation, requires analyses and solutions for fundamentally new methods and structures of mediation. Just like in other industries such as travel, the loss of intermediaries, for example travel agencies, has led to new, collaborative networks of quality assessment and hence new trust relationships. With regard to scientific information, such networks are not yet theoretically conceptualized.
D. Due to increased technical and aesthetic quality of images used in science communication, research should focus more on visual scientific literacy.
E.
As in the 2009 scandal around ClimateGate, the above-mentioned blurred borders between traditional sequences and the communication process would require more research into how research itself exchanges data and information today.
F.
The global spread of science communication practice underlines the need for more comparative research about cultural differences and similarities.
Challenges and recommendations from the NASAM report.
Based on the contributions by 13 U.S. American scholars, the National Academy of Sciences report on Communicating Science Effectively, a Research Agenda, 2016, analyzes the following challenges.
1.
A better scholarly understanding of how science communication impacts policy.
2.
Success criteria for formal public engagement, especially citizen participation. 3. Communication about controversial topics, i.e. a better understanding of values and trust, means of communicating either consensus or uncertainty, responding to misinformation and framing effects.
4.
Changing media environments and the behavioral effects of online social networks.
5. A systems approach for a more robust understanding of the different contents and channels, communicators and audiences.
6. Large-scale effectiveness research to compare different approaches, for example by means of randomized controlled field experiments, simulation of real-world communication environments, big data research, for example in online media.
7. More replication and comprehensive, systematic reviews.
Based on an analysis of these challenges, the report emphasizes four key aspects in developing a more coherent SCR enterprise.
A. Researchers and practitioners need to form partnerships to translate what is learned through research into practice and to develop detailed research agendas for testing hypotheses about how to communicate science that are realistic and pragmatic.
Both sides need opportunities for exchange and synthesis of information and ideas.
B. Disciplines that study science communication are similarly disconnected.
The field needs new or refocused journals and professional meetings and other forums which would support interdisciplinary and practice-driven research collaborations.
C. Researchers at all career levels may need additional training or be encouraged to work in teams that include partners with the necessary expertise.
D.
Mechanisms for rapid review and more timely funding schemes in case certain challenges emerge suddenly, such as the Zika virus in 2015-16.
A table in the original e-book shows that 15 out of the 21 of those trends and recommendations from the three studies have been confirmed or even empirically proven by this field analysis.
The remaining six issues were obviously also integrated into the recommendations.
Recommendations. The following recommendations are based on the analyses above, i.e. gaps and challenges in SCR, based on the comprehensive bibliometric and content analysis of research literature, a systematic review of grey literature, 3 rounds of interviews with international experts, and the analysis of previous SCR studies.
A. Research recommendations.
The following summary is ordered according to how relevant certain research needs are according to the experts in this study, and as derived from the other data sources.
1. Topics beyond public understanding, attitudes or media studies. 2. Longitudinal and experimental research studies.
3.
Involve more specific publics and actors. 4. Specific disciplines outside the life and environmental sciences.
5.
Develop theoretical foundations further. 6. Encourage a mix of research methods and the use of new tools. 7.
More horizontal systems research.
8. Foster international collaboration. 1. Topics beyond public understanding, attitudes or media studies.
Greater encouragement should be given to research that examines topics beyond what has already been analyzed extensively, i.e. studies related to public understanding of or attitudes towards science, and science in mass media. Compared to the strong research focus on intermediaries such as journalists and the interfaces with them, SCR experts see much more challenging issues in understanding and responding to the replacement of such intermediaries, and the deconstruction of traditional sequential communication pathways. Both the experts and previous studies on SCR policies encourage more research into the nexus between science and the changing political and social landscapes.
The significance of this area may be additionally highlighted by recent political events, including Brexit and the election of Donald Trump, both with their undertones of resistance to social change, which often has a basis in science, for instance industrial automation or climate mitigation, and an increasing distrust in institutions in policymaking and media.
The following neglected research topics emerged from this study as being worthy of closer examination. Changing information behavior and attitude formation in these digitalized media environments, including the recent debates about post-truth and data-driven mass manipulation, opportunities, risks and impacts of science communication in interactive media. Established intermediaries such as legacy media are increasingly losing their relevance for filtering content and exerting some form of quality assurance. As a result of rapidly changing digitalized media systems, these disintermediated communication contexts bring about not only new means and tactics but even entirely new actors in communication, such as journalistic media platforms which are not journalistically independent in a classic sense. SCR could analyze these systemic changes, suggest and experiment with alternative models and practices. How to measure and compare the impact of science communication on science and innovation policy and regulation. This should include not merely institutional or journalistic impact but also political influence from organized interests such as pressure groups and lobbyism. Particularly for statutory regulation processes, for example regarding the question to which extent CRISPR technology will legally be treated as mere genetic modification, there is a lack of both methods and impact measurement for formal science engagement such as citizen participation processes from an agenda-setting perspective, including community mobilization and issues of social inclusion. In general, science communication often appears more relevant when topics are more controversial. This study has identified research gaps in understanding the formation of societal values and public trust with regard to science and innovation. Research topics could, for instance, be communicating either consensus or uncertainty, responding to misinformation and framing effects, etc. Communication aspects of the effects which science and technology have or will have on how people live and work, including the tendencies of post-normal science, issues where the facts are uncertain, social values in dispute, and yet the stakes particularly high and decisions urgent, for example in stem cell research, and the growing social skepticism towards evidence. Considering that science policy increasingly requests certain forms of communication as part of their funding and, or assessment of research proposals and results, scientific institutions increasingly discuss science communication issues from a governance perspective, both regarding its institutional structures and institutional cultures. This raises the question of how such a communication, which becomes an integral part of academic conduct itself, should be managed and monitored, for example regarding incentives and recognition, and how its impact can best be assessed. Science in different cultural contexts as part of everyday life. New, revised theoretical conceptualizations which explain science and society not as separate but as interwoven with each other, leading to more complex relations between science and its stakeholders.
Different approaches for studying public engagement in science and how this is framed.
This includes investigations of how publics can help fashion science agendas.
2. Longitudinal studies and experimental field research. More longitudinal studies that examine changes over time would strengthen both science communication practice and research by helping to establish fields in their own right.
While longitudinal studies into media and public attitudes are reasonably well established, other studies needed include topics such as learning journeys of young people throughout their school careers, radicalization of attitudes and opinions among different cohorts towards science and technology, the changing use of social media whilst growing up, the professionalization and institutionalization of science communication and changes in science communication practice over time. Only 1/4 of the longitudinal studies focuses on beliefs, perceptions or values. As shown above, longitudinal studies are not only rare but their number is even decreasing, which is mainly attributed to a lack of specific funding and, or institutional support. The NASEM report, 2017, additionally advocates strongly for more large-scale effectiveness research to compare different approaches, for example by means of randomized controlled field experiments, simulation of real-world communication environments, and big data research, for example in online media.
3. Involve more specific publics and actors.
Science communication research needs to examine specific groups more closely, breaking down the amorphous general public into more meaningful stakeholders such as marginalized or science-skeptic audiences, groups of people who are simply not at all interested in science, indigenous groups in other parts of the world such as Canada or part of Africa, and in the Northern Hemisphere also senior citizens. The latter are becoming an increasingly important group given the aging populations of many countries, especially in the developed world. While significant research is focusing on researchers, or scientists, as science communication actors, more attention needs to be given to other actors involved in the science communication process, especially the science communication practitioners themselves.
4. Specific disciplines outside the life and environmental sciences.
As shown in the bibliometric analysis above, biology and ecology have been particularly strong disciplinary focuses in SCR for decades, a trend which has recently even increased. This study therefore recommends encouraging research that looks at specific disciplines outside of biology and environment, ecology, to develop more fully as an academic field, and address the entire spectrum of, not just natural, science and, not just technical, innovation. SCR should also include the contributions of the humanities, arts and social sciences, and physical, earth and mathematical sciences. Topics such as public history or social innovation are clearly under-researched in SCR.
5. Develop theoretical foundations further.
Global and cross-cultural research is particularly relevant for examining and progressing theoretical foundations for science communication research and practice.
Such research should
combine the various disciplines involved in science communication with sophisticated mixed methods approaches, i.e. projects which would probably exceed the scope of regular PhD projects, a priority noted by the experts and also in the grey literature. Examine geographic, cultural and economic diversity of communicating science and innovation. Link theory with practice closer so that also the evidence from decades of science communication practice can be integrated in the study design of SCR at large. See also Chapter 8 of results and discussion above, and Chapter 1 or the policy recommendations below. Reflect and possibly replicate more past research.
Be large scale and systematic. 6. Encourage a mix of research methods and the use of new tools.
The experts noted the importance of using a mix of research methods, including those employed in the different disciplines, which contribute to the multidisciplinary field of science communication. As one expert said, Then there is the challenge of big data. We have a lot of material available from social media and databases of media content, so we can analyze large data sets. This requires new methods to deal with this properly, as manual methods are not appropriate anymore.
Professor Mike Schaefer, University of Zurich.
Tool sets which are apparently hardly used in SCR include data mining and visualization software, especially useful for analyzing large data sets in areas such as social media. This study leads to questioning whether research grounded in qualitative methods only are a counterproductive consequence of single PhD-driven projects that often omit any use of inferential statistics.
7.
More horizontal systems research. Due to the comparatively specific nature of research questions in SCR, often investigating certain effects on certain audiences of certain communication tools about certain topics, the field itself presents itself as rather fragmented. Experts request a systems approach for a more robust understanding of how the different contents and channels, communicators and audiences interrelate. Such projects could probably not be addressed by individual PhD-based studies, which are structurally dominating SCR, particularly in countries such as Germany or the UK. Compared to other disciplines, this can be expected to change once research institutions emerge, which provide a critical mass of specialized resources, so that systems research can be conducted across teams and over longer periods of time. This will therefore once again depend on funding mechanisms that encourage inter-institutional and highly interdisciplinary, if not international, collaboration.
8. Foster international collaboration.
Science communication research in general is lacking collaboration across cultures and continents, or even just beyond national borders. Considering that almost all of today's research, as seen in publishing patterns of every academic discipline, and a significant amount of practice, considering the large proportion of collaborative consortia projects, are international, just as regulatory requirements and other science and innovation policy measures, more cross-country research would enable the scholarly community to better learn from each other's approaches, avoid mistakes, and increase effectiveness. As much as it appears obvious for European researchers to look primarily for European collaborations, the communities in the Americas or in the Asia-Pacific region often remain among themselves. The experts in this study have therefore recommended including emerging economies and developing countries in collaborations that are not only meant to compare approaches but rather conduct comparative research from the start.
Previous projects, for example in the EU-funded SAS, CIS, SWOFS programs, have shown that cooperation between researchers from the northern and southern hemisphere often generates a high degree of mutual learning due to the change of perspectives. For example, by tackling northern pseudoscience, for example counterproductive alternative medical treatments, and superstition, for example astrology, by approaches known for integrating indigenous knowledge systems.
B. Policy recommendations.
1. Building an SCR corpus with effective transfer mechanisms. If science communication research and practice are to progress, it is therefore necessary to build a freely available online corpus from a multitude of academic sources, dozens of journals, but also grey literature and possibly direct interviews with scholars, so that research is both catalogued for the multidisciplinary SCR community and intuitively explained for different stakeholders such as business, policy makers, curators at science museums, etc. Such an online platform would need to go beyond repositories such as informalscience.org or news and community sites such as wissenschaftskommunikation.de in Germany. Research results would not just need to be documented and categorized, but rather explained or even translated.
The goal would be that practitioners can relate to the research by reflecting their work practice, and that they can potentially even test and apply certain strategies and solutions together with scholars. Such a knowledge transfer platform would have the second important effect, that it would allow the social science community to come to new ideas much faster, avoid duplication, and encourage the research field to build on what has already been studied and achieved in the past. As recommended by a wide range of scholars in this panel study, confirming the analysis of the recent NASAM report, there is a need for much more than merely journalistic reporting about research results.
Moreover, the experts envisage something similar to what medical sciences have used with great success: systematic reviews.
Vice versa, such an initiative should constantly analyze practitioners' needs for SCR, host regular matchmaking symposia, etc. 2. Establish well-resourced science communication research hubs. To ensure more longitudinal and experimental research, it will be important to establish and resource proper science communication research hubs that can act independently.
For the time being, such structures are rare exceptions around the world.
It should be taken into account how much US players such as NSF, NSME and numerous philanthropic funders have recently strengthened their support for institutions which are already today leading in SCR, for example regarding scholarly publications, and now also increasingly for applied and transdisciplinary approaches, see above. 3. Internationalization and global perspectives. Large multinational science communication research projects need to be constructed to tackle the urgent issues facing the role of science and innovation in societal grand challenges such as climate change, biodiversity loss, food security or urban living. Such projects would ideally include interdisciplinary researchers from both developed and developing countries, especially from Africa. Apart from international private foundations, there are hardly any transnational funding schemes for SCR on a global scale. The EU framework program, Horizon 2020 at the moment, is probably coming closest to encouraging international research collaboration, but even Horizon is limited to the ERA and its non-European matching funds. Many experts, not just in this study but also in previous presentations or publications over the years, have expressed the need for an international task force to specifically identify, discuss and develop theoretical frameworks that advance science communication as an academic discipline. None of the learned societies or academies of science have made significant or at least successful efforts to establish a group of experts who together would represent the interdisciplinary and international nature of both challenges and research approaches in science communication. The SWOF's expert advisory group of the European Commission maybe comes closest to such an endeavor, although it is just as exclusively European as the recent NASAM expert panel was exclusively American. This is probably why the truly global PCSD Symposium on Evidence-Based Science Communication in November 2017 was received with such enthusiasm by the community.